never happens. Okay, for everything. I know, but I was tested it too.
I'm not scratching our stove.
I know, our washer and dryer was that way.
Washer and dryer, scratching dent.
On the side, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's the side pit.
But the refrigerator, we're gonna buy a scratching dent, they're only gonna take $400 on it, but it was a big scratch on the front. My wife's like, we don't need to do this anymore. I'm like, whatever, I guess, we can get whatever we want.
It still works the same, honey.
Same way with you, whatever you want, honey. Whatever you say.
That's right, that's it.
Not my realm.
Can you still talk in, November or something or other?
Yeah, you wanna go?
Yeah.
I'll send tomorrow.
I've got my thing.
Welcome to tonight's Board of Works meeting, I'll call this meeting to order. If we could have a roll call, please.
Mayor Sean Byram.
Present.
Mr. Bob McCoy.
Here.
Mr. Tim Passmore. Absent.
Okay, first on the list is 512 North Meridian Street. Mrs. Jessica Ziegler. If she shows up, we'll put her back in at the end. And we'll go to the, city policy change. Currently, Bob, in our city policy handbook, in the longevity part, it says, you're eligible for longevity pay with continual years. Does not say consecutive years. But I'm not a grammatician, so I would like to have the city policy change to just simply years.
So if they leave and come back?
They keep their years.
They keep their years.
Only in longevity. So that's the only thing that it really matters. Yeah. And the reason, can I talk about a...
I wouldn't talk about a specific person. All I will say is I think you need to change it to be clear, because I don't think it's clear right now. So if I was sitting there saying it, I would say it's probably your cumulative years right now, but just the way it reads. But it is not very clear, if you see what I'm saying.
I like
you can make an argument either way, and that's really not good policy if you make an argument both ways for a policy.
I like the term cumulative.
Total years, cumulative total years.
Would you like to think about it?
Total years?
Yeah.
Total years would probably be clear, wouldn't it?
Yeah, total years.
Okay.
Say total years.
Would you like to, are you going to act on this tonight, Bob, or would you like to?
I have no issue acting on it. I mean,
I would probably say total years regardless of whether or not it's consecutive.
Regardless of separation of employment?
Yeah, regardless of separation of employment. Now, that is very clear at that point.
Is there any unless?
No. Okay. If you separate from employment because you got fired, if we rehire you, I will be...
That was my question.
That would be... We usually don't rehire people that's been fired. I have not heard of that yet.
So when it comes to...
There's a reason why you get fired.
This relates to basically longevity pay.
Mm-hmm.
Would it relate to anything else such as PERF or fire department, police?
If your total PERF is your PERF.
That's different.
Is that don't matter if you've left and came back?
That's transfer.
So what about vacation?
Yeah, it will matter on your vacation.
Yeah.
Okay, because you would lose if you came back after 5 years or whatever.
So whatever got on your benefits, you would.
Yeah, I have no issue acting on it. Total accumulated or total?
Total regardless of
separation.
Regardless of separation.
Yeah, but how did you say it would affect the vacation?
You get if you had 8 weeks. I mean, how do we do vacation now? I don't know.
Once you come back, you start over.
Well, then you know you start from where you left off.
So if you had 10 years in, you left for 2 years, you came back.
You'll be year 11.
You're 11 when you come back with your vacation. That's where you'd be at, wherever you're at.
In your longevity.
And your, yeah.
So it affects vacation and longevity.
It would affect sick days, I don't know, I don't know what else.
I don't know, we get PTO.
Paid time off.
Yep.
It'll affect all that stuff. I think technically, I mean, if you read it right now, I think you can read it that it's, this is the policy right now.
In other words, it's just not clear. It can be argued either way.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go to a hearing about it. I wouldn't want to present that argument in front of a judge. So either make it one way or other, I guess is what I would say. If you don't like it, if you want to make it as a separation, then make that clear too. If you don't.
I guess in that case, I mean, if we're dealing with something other than longevity, I would rather Tim was present to get his input. I mean,
he probably has some good insight on being a teacher.
I mean, if you're just talking longevity, I
don't know what teachers do.
Because when you start talking vacations, I mean, now this is in factories and things like that. If you leave for a couple of years and you come back, you kind of start over.
Right.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. So. I don't know what teachers and other people do in the public sector. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Well, and some of it's negotiable.
No,
I mean, depending on you know, whether you're talking unions or
there's a union contract, yeah.
But that part of it, I like to have, see what Tim has to say about it, but longevity, I'm
an issue with. Well, I certainly don't want to go, I didn't bring it up to make it more, I did not bring it up to change it to consecutive. I brought it up to make it total. I don't think there's too many times, I could be wrong, I don't think there's too many times an employee invests 10 years, leaves, then comes back. I think this is,
Yeah, it's not
something
to be aware
of. I mean, this is not something we deal with. Every day.
Yeah. So you want to wait?
I can be here for six months, please, and come back.
Okay.
I mean, it
just kept saying 10 years, and I was like,
yeah, that's
okay, that's fine.
8 years.
Oh, that's 10 years round number?
No, I just said.
No, I just.
This would.
Ask them.
Okay. Let's move down to Chief Moore. Do you have anything, Chief?
I do not.
Okay. Well, we certainly thank you and the department for what you do every day, the lives that you save, and the grants and the things that you go after.
I can speak on that since Levi's here. He did, I think you sent him an email, and he went to work with, what was the name of that man? First Response. So we got people coming in for Narcan. We're going to supply some Narcan. I'm not sure how exactly it all works yet, but SVR is supplying some nasal mist for Narcan, and we're anxious to see what they're going to be able to help us out with, but we're going to be using more of it. We already are, and it's just getting here, so we'll be addressing this problem for quite some time. So I believe Narcan right now is $60 a dose? $40 or $60 a dose. So, yeah, it went up here about a year ago from $3 or $4 a dose, $5 or $6 a dose to.
Yeah. And it's important to know, even though that's not necessarily the topic we're talking about, but I did go to a conference on it, and Narcan's not just for the heroin user, it's for the elderly lady that screws up, mistakes, and takes too much of her pain medicine.
I mean, but it still relates to opiates, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's all opiates. Okay.
Yeah.
It
doesn't work with anything but opiates.
But I'm sure we'll be using it more for the heroin user.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now, and I think I'd ask you the question. Did you say it's N2? Formulated different?
It's the way it's applying it.
Okay.
What the police carry now, they put a nasal mist atomizer on the end of it to go in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're changing that. We haven't even got them in service yet, but it's going to look like an Afrin bottle. They can carry it in their pocket instead of worrying about leaving in their cruiser and freezing and whatnot.
Okay.
It's got four doses in what looks like an Afrin bottle.
So is it temperature sensitive still, though? I mean, do you still have to store it in a certain...
Yep.
But the carrying volume...
Right, like you show up at a scene, you can still have your pocket.
Right. And it's gonna, I mean, 30 seconds to a minute, it's gonna save in time.
Dual nozzle.
Yep.
So, because right now we have to give half the dose in one nostril and then half a dose in the second nostril. And the new ones, right, they have this, both nostrils same time, so...
And it's just so helpful for them to carry it and the SVR resupply them. And, you know, we get there, I know Levi's been on the scene twice where he goes right to try to start an IV and he goes ahead unless the police administer the nasal. It's been taking a couple doses to get some of these people back, so.
You think you'd be dealing with this when you come back? Well, actually, it's a Union City problem too, though, wasn't it?
Yep.
But I mean, it just seems to keep increasing.
Yep.
Now, how's the new ambulance working?
Absolutely wonderful. I'd like to take you guys over there and show you that power cot, or have you stop over at
the... I may stop over sometime.
It's you know, it was an expense. It was an added expense.
Oh, I think it'll pay for itself.
We put in a grant for another system. It was on the IPEP grant. Vicki and Richie helped me out and brought up my attention and helped me fill it out, and it listed right on there the type of cot we have with Stryker, the power load system and power cot. So we've got a grant filed. We should know sometime at the end of the year.
Possibly outfit one of the other ones.
Yeah, cool. It's an 80-20 grant, but it's a $40,000 system too.
Yeah. And you got paid out on the other ambulance then?
Yes. Just this last week.
Right.
They paid out 62 and change, Vicki?
Yes.
Right.
That's good news.
That's very good news.
Anything else, Chief?
No.
Right. Chief Tucker?
Mine's pretty simple, Bob. Last meeting, we did the executive meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was brought to my attention that we should have also had a public meeting.
Yeah, my mistake.
To officially hire. So this, I'm on here so that we just make official. That's what Vicki suggested I do, just get put on here.
Oh, okay, just in an open meeting.
In an open meeting,
gotcha.
Make official that we're hired Raymond Martin.
Okay.
Retroactive to October 8th, which was the start date.
Okay.
And so that's public record because the executive meetings are not public record.
Right. Okay.
So that's the only reason I'm on there, is to make that
public
record.
Okay.
The board agreed and hired Raymond Martin as the 12th officer.
And we're fully staffed.
We're in right this minute, yes.
We've got one that's almost finished with academy.
He graduates this Thursday.
And then we'll have one that will still need to go to academy.
Within a year.
Officer Martin.
Yep, Officer Martin will need to go within a year. So it'll be sometime this time, about the same time next year.
Now, are you able to give your guys vacation when they're requesting it? Because I know years past, I think it was a disaster for you guys to try to take a vacation.
It was, I've not turned down anybody's vacation.
That's good.
It has created a lot of 12-hour, 16-hour shifts.
And it should be noted that Chief Tugger has come in and worked his share of 12 hours on weekends and Sundays, overnights. They're all pitching in so that they can all take off.
It's so they can have a vacation.
Well, I think it's important that
if you request
a vacation, they don't say, well, you can't do it. You know?
Exactly. So I've not had to, I had to deny a couple times some of my personal time off, as far as PTO days, this and that, because people were on real vacation.
Right.
You only let so many off.
Exactly.
But that's only been a couple times. And then just keep, I actually right now have 6 additional applications that are interested in being reserve officers. But I'm getting the Officer Martin finished up, getting him started before I start that process.
Right.
But they specifically actually applied for reserve. So it would be nice to get a reserve force again, which would help those times during vacation. Because if we use a reserve, we don't pay them hourly. So budget-wise, it'll be a big help. So right now, I only have the white, and he works full-time, sick role. So he does not one day a month.
Mardi Gras pretty much incident-free?
Yes, it was incident-free. I mean, we had one intoxicated person that tried to walk around, got a on stage. Mm-hmm. And she
did help. That was okay, but then yeah. we had a chest pain, and
oh, yeah.
we had a gentleman. The call was fall, and yeah. these guys got there, and he had been tackled and broke his femur.
Ooh. Oh my God!
He sent pictures to. I don't know how we got a hold of him, but he was communicating with somebody. They had to put a titanium, he's 17 years old, titanium rod in his femur. That's a heck of a tackle.
Right on
the courthouse lawn, right on the east side.
Has it been policy in the past that no dogs were supposed to be up there? Because this year seemed to be a lot more dogs. And I know most dogs, but then again, if you isolate and say, well, no dogs are allowed, but this breed, you know what I'm saying, you can't
say. Well, you
can't
do that.
Right.
And the discussion came up a few times this year. Vicki and I actually talked about it. And I told her, I said, in the past, I said, I think, you know, Melanie just kind of took it upon herself to tell people no. I said, but I don't believe we have an ordinance against it. And we looked. There's no ordinance to back it. So I did the next night. I started asking people to take it home. Mm-hmm. Of course, I asked one to take it home. Every 5 minutes after that, he was running over and saying, well, this one's got a dolphin, this one's got a dolphin, this one's got a dolphin.
And I don't think there was any problem.
No, there was. Most times when I explained it to them, you know, they understood and had no problem with it. Right. Of course, this guy did. I'm not going to say a name, but we deal with family very often.
Right.
So, of course, he thought he was being treated unfairly, and wanted to point out, I said, you know, I'm running a booth. I'm not up here patrolling. I'm looking for dogs.
Right, right.
I said, if they come down the street we were at, mm-hmm. and I seen it, then I would ask them, but I wouldn't, like, go out and walk around circles looking. Mm-hmm. But there was an issue, so that is something we need to look at. I talked to Jim Nunez about it, and I told him that was something that they could actually do,
yeah.
as being the ones that run that festivity. They can make that part of their flyer.
Right.
To let them out. Maybe we could even have the street department put up some, or make some signs that we could stick around at, you know, all the little entrances.
Right.
Just saying, you know, we prefer no dogs up here. And I think it would put it to rest. Most people understood.
Right.
But we don't have an ordinance that we can actually enforce that.
Right.
The other thing, remind me, since talking about Mardi Gras, not to interrupt, but
yeah.
We had a, Thursday night at the Randolph Room during Mardi Gras, we had 22 Hispanics who live in the Randolph County.
Winchester
and surrounding area, or just inside the city of Winchester, is that right? Okay. So who live in Winchester and are working, they're here legally, but they don't have identification.
They're not actually legal.
Oh, they're not legal. Oh, okay. So they're not there. They're illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But they have an identification card.
Right.
That was provided to them through a group known as the 6th Congressional District Latino Caucus. So now they have a picture ID that's also tied to information about where they came from, a phone number, what their address is.
Does that allow them to work?
No.
They're going to work anyway. The coalition actually verifies. Gets all the family in Mexico and verifies that actually is them.
So, and this came about because over in Union City a while ago, they had, I think it was a homicide, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They had a homicide, and they didn't know who the guy was because he didn't have any identification.
For a bump.
Yeah. So this kind of grassroots thing sprung up. So that also took place. That's something that the police department was. Very much on board with.
And most of them are good people. I mean, they really are. And it's to try to make them feel part of the community. Because
right.
They're here. INS will not come again. It will not happen. I mean, years ago we tried that. Unless you've got a school bus for them. Then they're coming. Mm-hmm. Short of that, no. Now, if they get put in jail and it's felonies and stuff like that, then there'll be something with them.
Right.
But short of those two criteria, they don't get
passed. So through that organization, are they trying to get them to apply for citizenship or get them through the
I believe system? That's part of that's their hopes.
Yeah,
hopes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still adding to the economy. I mean, you know, they're still buying from all your merchants. And, you know, and this group would like to have a place to even just play soccer.
Yeah, that's right.
Of all things. And they said, well, we got a couple teams, I'm thinking, well, North Dakota Park might use that.
Well, the same group used to play out there where Cooley's is at now.
40 teams, didn't they say?
Yeah, and then Vince.
They had a blast out there.
Yeah, Vince says, hey, now, when they say a couple teams, they got 40 teams.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving
anyway,
on. Let's go back to Chief Moore.
Yeah, I just got a notification I forgot. I don't know if you know Tim Puccini.
Yep.
He's a EMT advanced, and he's been hired full-time civilian employee at Union City, and he's looking for some extra work, and I had him come get an application. He filled it out last night and got it back to me.
Yeah, I have no issue with him at all anyway. Yeah. Good guy.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
Chief. Not about his wife, but...
We'll put Mr. Ziegler in 512 North Meridian if you're prepared.
Yes.
Okay.
I came, I think it was in July, to request for a relief of the lien on the property. We now have possession of it. It's deeded and recorded in our name. So I guess I'm seeing what process we can start with that and kind of get moving forward so we can...
So the property is actually 512 North Meridian?
Yes.
Are you living there?
Not yet. I've got to fix things and get things in order, but it took longer than normal.
This is a tax sale property that was given to the city from the county?
I believe so. Is that correct?
No.
I bought it at commissioner sale.
Okay, well, that was, wasn't it?
He purchased it at the commissioners.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. From
the
commissioners.
That's cool. That's after they
started doing that rather than just pushing them over.
No, they will always sell them. If they don't sell them at the commissioner sale,
then they're giving it back to the city.
And we just started with Mr. Ziegler. You remember Mr. Ziegler?
I do.
Him in back in July.
You have to run laps.
You're just talking about whether teachers...
And
honestly, that
for some reason I just don't have 5:30 in my mind. Hey, I'm sorry.
That's our first meeting, wasn't it?
Well, Mr. Ziegler, what are you asking? How much are you asking the city to forgive?
Well, I think the liens total somewhere around $2,800. I don't know what. Some of them are for mowing. Some of them for trash and sewer, I believe. I'm not sure what the amounts are as far as...
This board can only take off, if it so chooses, $594.46, because we don't have a say in the trash or the mowing. And I think the largest percentage of what is owed on that property is mowing. We've already taken off, the city's actually already taken off $650.32. In sewage. So you're so I want to put this in perspective, John. We have more than $200,000 that people owe the city for things like mowing their yards after they get so tall, or collecting their sewage where they don't pay. Now, considering that we've already taken off $650.32, I'm not going to speak for this board, but did we take that? Vicki, can you tell me?
We didn't have a choice. We had to take that off when it sold it the first, once it goes to tax sale first.
That's right.
Okay?
So
really the board hasn't taken any money off.
Yeah, that's right.
We were waiting until it got into our name before we did anything like that, so they wouldn't, if sharing investors redeemed it, they wouldn't.
You wouldn't be giving
them.
Yeah. You'd basically be paying their bills.
Right.
So the city had to, by statute, remove those.
Right.
So that's just by operational law. So right. I don't even know. I mean, it's not something that would come before the board.
Right. We didn't have a choice.
State statute says right. If it sells at the tax, you have to do this.
So the 594 you're referring to is
sewage only.
It would be from the sewer, basically probably, Bob, from the tax sale through till whenever Mr. Ziegler starts paying.
Right.
Start paying. So when the tax sale happens, mm-hmm. the sewer, anything prior to the tax sale
is wiped clean,
to be,
right?
Forget,
right.
Is wiped okay. clean. Anything after the tax sale is not wiped clean, and so the sewer bill or whatever. So I think what you're talking about is from the tax sale until when you got it.
Yes.
Right.
Which would have been the 9 months, or was it year tax sale?
It was in April when we...
Okay, so probably, well, the tax sale, or the first tax sale would have occurred 6 months prior to that, so that's why you have about a year worth of liens. Because it's not from the second tax sale, the liens get wiped, it's from the first one.
And
so the first one didn't sell, so it goes to the commissioner sale, it sells for a reduced price, because the commissioner said, well, the first sale says, we want the whole bill. It didn't. The second bill comes in. They paid the taxes first. Sewer bills always get paid second from, according to the statute, that's the 500 we're talking about wiping out. So from the first tax sale back in September through today is the bill.
That's right.
And I would have to say you wouldn't have possession of it.
No.
I wouldn't have paid the guy's bill because he could have walked in and done it.
And that's the whole thing.
Rush.
We don't want to pay somebody else's bill. That's the argument,
rush.
I guess.
Right.
Okay. That's the rush.
Yeah, that's the law. So
right.
When
that's
we
the
bought it in April, I think, Vic, it was in May or June when I came and saw you, we had everything transferred into our name, even though we didn't have ownership. So we paid the water bill, and I think it's trash, too. But that way, from when we bought it, we weren't incurring any liens moving forward, just basically more so what Sherry and investors, the original people, had on it.
You paid 2 months on it.
So
yeah, your wife just paid the 2 months on it. There were liens filed in December, there were liens filed in March, and liens filed in June on the property.
Yes.
Yes. So that's where we come up with the 590, as Meeks explained before.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So where did the $2,800 you were talking about?
There's most of that's, I believe.
Okay, and we can't do anything with that. We can only do anything with
the
pipe.
You can only do anything with
okay.
sewage.
Okay, gotcha.
You're the sewers.
Okay.
No, that's the city.
Gotcha. So when you bought the property, you pretty much knew this was going to happen.
I didn't have all the backdated information on the property itself as far as knowing that there was X amount of dollars in liens. I just knew that was a possibility. Mm-hmm. That's why we, after we got it turned over to the attorney, got the information on that there was liens on the property.
It's complicated, Bob.
It is.
I mean, I'm not going to, because you're going back to the first tax sale.
Right.
From the first certified.
But when you came into the office, we told you
yes.
about the liens that were filed in December and the ones in March, and then obviously you were in on, I think, March, I have it in there, May 5th, I think.
Yeah.
Is when you came
it.
In, and then that's when you were told. And then we filed again in June.
Yes.
On the property. So that's where we're at for the 594.46.
Okay, that was from those three?
Yes.
Okay.
That was for the three files, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I don't know how Tim sees this, being he's in the realty business. I guess if you're going around, and I don't know where you buy very many of these.
No, I bought this one for us to move into, and I bought one in Union City to fix up for my mother and father-in-law.
Because I think this is kind of to be expected when you're dealing with a tax property or property commissioner sale or whatever, that you're going to have come up.
Yeah, I can see both sides here. I mean, the city has to put it in the sewer, and we still have to, you know, somebody flushes
right.
it. We have to.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, then again, I'm not using it, and the city has an incentive to want people to move into these
that's
properties
true.
To fix them up,
that's
so
true.
Now.
They could be sitting.
Catch 22.
The neighbors
right now.
The neighbor and the neighbors probably love it that somebody's living there and not sitting vacant.
As we've kept the property mowed all summer long, and you're not supposed to be on the property, but we didn't want any more liens to incur, and figured the, like he said, the neighbors would appreciate not having 2-foot tall grass and having to have the city come down and mow it. So some of the stuff we took on, knowing that there was a possibility of sharing and redeeming it, and knowing that we'd be out that. But as far as the long term, it was more beneficial to invest that little bit of sweat equity.
Where did you move from, John? Are you living there now yet?
No, we're not living there now yet. We live in Saratoga currently.
So you would be coming into the city?
Yes.
Are you for sure moving into it?
Yes.
When do you think it'll be inhabitable?
I'm trying to get us in before the end of November. Or really, it's too cold. But there's more work exterior, the garage and stuff, than the interior needs. So more cosmetics and lipstick on the inside. And obtaining a heat source is kind of the big thing that I have to make sure is done before. I mean, I've got set down, and purely from a material standpoint, not even from a labor standpoint, since I'm a contractor, then I don't figure that in. But I've got about $30,000 in material that I'm going to have to purchase to get this house.
Is this down the street from that little church that's right on the corner?
It's right next door to it.
Okay, okay. I was trying to
guess it.
Oh, it's great.
Yes.
Yes.
And is there an empty lot beside that beside it now?
There's another house and then an empty lot, okay. I believe is how it is.
Now, Chris, is this the property where the sewage was? What property down there? Didn't we have a property down there at the sewage blood name? And
that was on Northwest.
Northwest?
Yeah,
okay.
That
was. Okay.
No, this house has always been like way back in the day when we used to do it. You know, we used to do that. I think that's right about it.
Just any help that the board could give me on that, because...
And when did you say you're planning on moving?
I would like to be moved in before the end of November.
So when is it due? When is this bill due?
From what I understood from Danita, we have until... I think it would... If it's not paid, it goes back on tax sale basically in November of next year. My wife spoke to Danita, so I didn't get a chance to.
I would assume it would be eligible for the September a year from now tax sale, but I don't know.
Right.
So it's not like if you don't get it paid today, if we don't take action on that. Because what I think I'm hearing is we'd like to have some assurances that you're going to actually move into this place,
right,
and be there.
In other words, if he don't pay it, it could go right back to tax sale.
Yeah.
And we could be out in the 594 anyway.
Correct.
I will say that he has paid the September and the October bill for this. It's paid
water
for the sewage. Just the sewage and
We don't have the water.
Sewage and refuse. And that's paid through till October.
Is that what she ended up paying?
Yes. Okay. Yes. She paid 2 months. She paid for September and October.
I think I'm leaning towards what you're suggesting.
Table that.
And maybe what Bob's thinking is that if we table this, and if it's inhabited, I guess just thinking out loud, if he's inhabiting it by the end of the year, then I would be seriously inclined to forgiving this, because we're getting a house that's uninhabited inhabited, and that's a small price to pay.
Yeah, my
if it's still sitting empty,
yeah, then
when we get to January 1st, then I think
because
we can only go so far.
Because, you know, having that income, that revenue in the sewage department is a big deal. We've got aging infrastructure all over the city, and we have to have everybody, and we thank you for paying your monthly, but we also have to have that, we have to have people paying.
Right.
They have issues other than just in one or two places. So does that sound like a deal?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Nice. Come back in.
We need to make a formal motion to table this.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We'll table this until the next meeting or at the latest, the third Monday in December, okay? That'll be the last meeting of the year of this board.
All right.
All right, John?
That sounds good. Do I need to stick around for the second one?
You have another one?
No, for the other meeting.
If you want to ask them to forgive your trash, I don't know, has that ever been?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
I can get you right in if you want to.
Yes, sir.
Six thirty, 6:40. I'll be speaking by 6:40, okay?
Okay, I'll just.
If you say it's 6:40, you can go. So I don't, yeah. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Gwen.
My name is Larry Gwen. I live at 320 Westwood Drive, Winchester here. I'm excited I come up. I want to thank, first of all, the city for fixing some drainage problems down there and things. What I have in front of my house is where they put the stormwater drain. My neighbors, Elizabeth Norton, it's settling and it's settling down. And they were down there, Coolies were down there, did some work. And they said that a vehicle had ran off and put that ditch in front of my yard. And I'm not buying that. I personally feel like that is settling out there, and it'll probably continue to settle because they didn't patch the earth when they did it. So I'm bringing this to the attention of the Board of Works that I would like someone from the city to come down and take a look.
I've been down there.
Is there like a tile underneath there, as he talked about, that's settled on top of the tile?
Yeah, I have pictures. Hang on. Let me figure out how to get to.
What I'm wondering is, what do you think? Is the earth settling, or?
It looks like a tire track. I truly believe that. You know, where somebody's got over, and that's why I said I have the pictures so I can find them.
Is this down the street from Bill Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To the north.
Yeah, north, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I drove down there as well, Mr. Glenn, after he spoke to me at the Mardi Gras, I think it was.
And if the council thinks we're being a pain in the butt, I apologize. We're not trying to be a pain in the butt down there.
Well, you know that I don't think you're being a pain in the butt at all. I think that when you live, and I have this in my yard too. My sister-in-law came over for a birthday party, and my sump pump outside of my house, I have to go down the hill and into the drain, storm drain. Well, that part of my yard is always wet. My sister-in-law, she drove right through it, and she sunk her tire that deep. And I didn't do anything about it. It looked awful. But after about 6 months, it kind of just filled back in after mowing it. So.
Well, my vision says that if I look at that, it's right on top of that drain.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
They drove right over the top of that drain. But I'm convinced it's a tire track.
Secondly.
So what I want to do in my property eventually is I want to put in sidewalks and a curb eventually. And that may not stop it, but at least it's that barrier where if somebody hits it, they're going to know they hit something and correct it, hopefully.
I'm thinking about getting some decorated rock and putting out there. Big rocks. Right down the street. I mean, there's evidently no curb situation ever going to happen down here.
It's hard to justify. I mean, it's just
you really can't.
We've spent a lot of money down there on drainage, and you know there's a lot of other places around town that you have to have work too.
And we understand.
It looks like
that. Yeah, I know you do.
Trust me, I wouldn't want curbs.
You don't want the curbs?
You wouldn't want them because then you get the grass growing up through the cracks. This way you can mow all the way up the road and you don't have to deal with that.
That's the reason I'm up here. And
all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well,
and it could be.
I tell you what I think is that if it truly is a tire track, as Mayor Byram said,
by the time spring gets here, it will heal itself.
I think it will continue to sink itself.
Well, and that was going to be my next statement. If it continues to sink,
then we'll go down,
we're going to know that it's not a tire track. So I think the old saying, time will tell, if you can be patient and just wait out the winter, see what it looks like in the spring, then I think we'll be able to decide whether
it sunk.
And if it's sinking, we'll go down there.
If it's sinking, we'll fix it.
It's obviously. How's the tile? Is it? It's not perforated.
Yes.
That's perforated.
It's
okay.
It's a perforated tile because when we did that, because we had the flooding, there's no, with the not being curbed there, so that water ran off. We did a similar thing down by where you go back to where Paul Beatty and them live. We did a similar French drain style there because without the curbs, that way when the water runs off, it has somewhere to get away, you know, to soak in through the ground to carry it away.
This probably isn't the time to be sowing grass seed anyway. And so are you willing to wait till spring? And if it's...
I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and get dirt, just fill it.
Okay.
Because, you know, we all try to take care of our property.
Sure.
Down there. That's kind of a pain in the butt down there, you know. When you're trying to mow the front of the house, you know, you got to watch not to get down in that where it sunk. So, and, you know, I don't like where it looked like that.
Right.
If the city has to make the dirt, I sure appreciate it.
Well, you may not want the kind of dirt we have. Okay. It's probably got thistle seed on it.
All right.
Or asphalt. So, but if we come across it, I'm going to let you know. That's not, we're not using it.
I can buy it. It's just a matter that I think it's just settling myself. But Coolidge don't seem to think so. And do you think so, or do you think it's a tire track?
I truly think it's a tire track. I'm down there looking at it. And I mean, like I said, I got pictures. I mean, that's why I said if we have pictures, we can wait. I mean, if this thing got deeper, I mean, obviously, then we got.
Yeah.
We'll just send them back down here and they'll fix it. Now, I'm going to say it's not soft, somebody drove in that, and it didn't exaggerate a little bit, too, because, I mean, that's not been in there super, super long.
No.
How long has it been in there?
They did it last fall.
Back in the spring.
Oh. Was it this spring? We did
early
that.
In the spring.
Yeah, because we did that section
this year.
We did it the other end last fall,
But if you look at that, you can see it beginning to fall from up here. And you can see it begin to settle, and it's just settling right across the top of that drain. Now, if the tire did it, it did it. So, but I think I got a way to fix that. I'll just go get some big rocks.
I'll keep the tires from getting in there.
They won't do it again.
Yeah.
Are you happy with what the county did behind you?
Yes.
Okay, because I've heard some people complain and say it looks bad, and I say, you know, that'll all grow up again real quick.
The only thing that, it grew up. The only thing Thornburg said, he would keep that mowed and eat on, so, but that's pretty expected. We're used to that, so. You know, always follow through. As a matter of fact, he grabs
it.
But everything cleaned up, yet.
Good.
Okay, I thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. We'll get it fixed. I just know that it's settling. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Chris.
A few things we got to do. It says septic dump fee. I'm just going to briefly touch on it. I want to get our stuff together. I forgot my paper. Basically, obviously, the council has raised sewer rates on everybody in town, you know, and I think in our septic fees was raised about the same time. You know, we have three septic haulers that dump out there. You know, I think we need to look at raising that fee also
by the same percentage.
Well, when I did it, you know, and I talked to the clerk's office, we take it at a 14%. We start getting in the odd change and odd numbers.
I actually took it at
a 12%. Average overall, and it kind of makes it clean on even numbers, because what I do is, you know, Barnes comes in with his receipts, pays his, Cooley's and Peter's septic, I basically every manifest they bring in, I send to Angela, Angela bills them, on a monthly rate. And where they typically will fall, it's not a big increase. It's a few bucks, five, six bucks. Maybe. So, you know, I apologize. I will have that up here by the next meeting. One thing we do need to do is the bids were reviewed by the engineering firm for the project. You know, Ottweiler was $1.195 million and Robert E. Crosby is $1.309.
Something out of Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, the second one.
Crosby's out of Fort Wayne.
Okay.
And we've had them before. Ottweiler's Fort Wayne, Indianapolis. Okay. They've reviewed those bid packets. All their documentation is ordered. We're apples to apples. So, you know, if this board chooses, we need to have a motion to approve Ottweiler in the amount of $1.195 million subject to financing with SRF. So when we looked at that to kind of continue on with this, you know, we were looking at contingency money because obviously we're not going to have to borrow near what we was anticipating. You know, I think I spoke with the mayor about it for that, you know, I think we'll need to maybe borrow an additional $75,000 in case of change orders or things, you know, anything comes up, which is still cheaper than the typical 10% that you allow for contingency.
And they estimate it like 1.6, 1.8?
Yes, 1.566. So, you know, we just want to make you aware of that $75,000 that we're adding in there, because we have $75,000, or more than $75,000 worth of change orders, and he's got serious problems. But we do have cash on hand to deal with those issues to limit the amount we're borrowing.
Right.
And I do believe if we don't use the $75,000 in change orders, we can just reapply that as a payment.
Sure.
Right back to the process. So it just kind of covers us.
Yeah, they put in a sinking fund and then they do stuff with it. Yeah. Not exactly. They don't.
That's what they do.
Right, they put in a sinking fund.
Right.
You don't have to pay at the very end.
Right, so we just basically need a motion to approve Ottweiler pending, you know, SRF, the financing with SRF.
I'll make that motion to approve Ottweiler pending SRF approval.
Second. Motion and second to approve Ottweiler. It's a bid. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay. Just a few more things and we'll move on. Our phosphorus building process, because of the way IDEM operates, is becoming more complicated. Keep in mind, we've done 3-4 projects where we've had to apply for construction permits since I've been in here. Flown right through. We applied for this last one for a simple building with a heater. We got 4 pages of deficiencies off the plan. Now, your initial reaction is to say what the engineering firm couldn't get. They went clear back and referenced things in construction permits from 1992. They wanted clarification. I mean, the mayor can vouch for it. When this came in and I looked at it, it was to the point, I was like, I gotta go home.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was 4 pages, it is. Now, was there things in there? Yeah. Had to put a safety shower on. Well, that's things, small things. 4 pages. So we were applying our response to move that forward. Obviously, we're going to have to put a safety shower in. That is what it is. It probably right. Should be in there, but this process, they're just bogging it down, I guess, with their bureaucracy, basically, of that. So we'll keep moving forward. I mean, they're literally wanting to know how far we're going to have the tubing that's going to drip into the tank, how far we're going to have that off the water. It's, I mean, you're more welcome to come out and read it. You just be.
That just depends on the height of the water.
It just all depends on. I'm going to be totally honest with you. We're doing it right now. I just need to get it in a heated building, but you got to have an IDEM construction permit because you're changing the process. We're doing it right now.
We're fine. So, but, so that's slowing down. With this last week and a half, we've replaced 9 catch basins where we've had suck holes and different issues throughout town, mainly in the island area, down around Heather Park. Replaced 2 little stretches of storm sewer because when we dug it up, the old tin culvert pipe crossing our roads, we had it open, get it out.
That walnut.
Yeah. Out in there, we did one on Short Street, and in the process of putting those back, we actually added 5, took 5 intersections where the catch bases were at and made them ADA accessible while we're having it, you know, tore out. We replaced, we did 2 repairs out in Waterview by McDonald's. Got those repaired, and then one just, the mayor contacted me today about one, and it's in the golf course. So, you know, obviously once we've moved forward with our comfort level of how, the way we was going to go with the plant project, I started to knock some of these things out that have been sitting there once we knew what path we were going to take. So, you know, they got those all done. You know, obviously it's going to be a week or 2 before they get, or 3 or 4 before they get those asphalt things patched back. People need to be patient. But, you know, yeah. That just is what it is. So, you know, other than that, we're just plugging along. I don't know if you guys have any questions or problems.
I will add that I think the money's coming in, what, November?
14th.
November 14th.
Mm-hmm. For the
closing.
That's the closing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we have to go somewhere for that venue? No, they have a pre-closing. It's just a meeting over the phone. Mm-hmm. They have a pre-closing time. At their office, but
yeah, I glance at them now.
Okay. Yeah, but I think, you know, we're moving along.
You can go there. Yeah, I
don't know. I won't go there.
Okay.
Unless you guys got any problems or concerns or anything you notice out there that I'm missing, you know, let me know if we can get it, try to get knocked out.
I just have an opinion. Yeah, I want to take a minute here to say thank you to Chris. And to make sure everybody understands that not only does he take wonderful care of the wastewater treatment plant, but he's also been instrumental on the Union Street project, helping with the Gateway, Greenville Avenue project. He's a very versatile individual, and he deserves thanks. Definitely a team player. He's multi talented. So we appreciate you, Chris.
Thank you. Is Greenville Avenue pretty much?
Greenville Avenue is pretty much, you know. And the one thing I'll mention, so we just get it out in the public. Yes, they dug out there last week. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to pay the bill. Had nothing to do with any of that construction. Back in the early 70s, when they put that sewer in, I think, so the plans were dated. Yeah, they didn't abandon the septic tank. So that septic tank was still in existence, so I'm guessing with the construction, the lid finally cracked in Mrs. Bird's yard. And
oh, great.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, we had a big old hole.
Now, was she hooked up to the septic, or was she hooked up?
No, it was completely abandoned, dead. They did not properly abandon it. They just left it.
In a front yard?
In a front yard.
Mm.
So, we collapsed.
Makes you wonder, well, I got one of my yard. I'm thinking, you never know.
We collapsed it.
Ding.
Abandoned it the proper way.
Is she okay?
Hmm.
Is she okay with it?
I have not spoke with her.
Wow.
I mean, it's dry as bone.
Well, that's a good thing.
Did she call me and I let you know about this?
Oh, she might have been. And we're lucky somebody didn't step in it because whole on top was only just the size of a, you know, maybe a softball.
Wow.
So we thought, okay, we'll open it up. The water main was supposed to be right there, the way the water company had the line marked. Well, of course, the water company's off about 4 feet, but that's a whole other issue for another day. So when they popped that open, there's a septic tank. So you know.
So other than that, Greenville Avenue's
good.
I saw some digging. I thought,
well,
are we digging that up again?
And I will say, you know, if you've noticed when you went out there all this summer and out through there, I mean, we had a significantly wet season. We didn't flood out there.
Good.
I mean, you remember how I got behind those houses. We did not flood out there.
So it's still what's supposed to happen.
That goal was, in my opinion, accomplished.
Because I know there's a lot of concerns on how high everything's at and all them drains down low.
It didn't flood. You know, I know there's still those concerns, but I know it didn't flood, and I'll leave it there. But yeah, I think it's looking better out there, you know. So when people are actually using that little stop bar there, we added at the end to kind of help with that in. Going in and out of there. So
a lot more people walking this year. I mean, since the 32s. I mean,
it's a nice
turnout. It really
is. So, I think the mayor got the only issue addressed with the stoplight by Walmart, so it's coming together.
That was an expensive little number.
Yes, there's a lot of happy people that got done.
$562 of sunshine right there. A lot of smiles on that.
So, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Let's go on to item 7, sidewalk rehab / building demolition program adoption. So, in response to the blighted home public fanfare of taking care of blighted properties, I wondered if we could not just amend our sidewalk rehab, which the money from the riverboat gambling we put in there, I think $30,000 a year, is that right?
Yes.
We don't typically use it all. We don't have a lot of people to use, take advantage of. It seems as though there are some people, though, that would like some help with demolition of properties. So this board would, I think, have to set that policy. Am I right?
Yes.
You would want to consider what the parameters are for our help. I think it's recommended that we just kind of follow the same suit as the sidewalk policy and pay 70% of materials. Well, it wouldn't be material, it wouldn't be material. So 70% of the disposal fee. Yeah. So,
You're fine. Would you still cap that at $2,000?
I think so. I think you'd model it up to the sidewalk and just kind of gauge it. And if it needs to be changed later on, then we go back and look at it. But I think just modeling the sidewalk policy, currently the sidewalk policy says that we would do 70% of material. The applicant is responsible for labor prices. So we would not pay out of that fund if someone applied. We would not pay the labor of tearing a house down, but we would pay up to 70%, not to exceed $2,000,
with the removal of the debris
fines.
I can say what the ordinance says right now. The sidewalk non-reverting fund shall be used in a manner determined by the Board of Works for expenses associated with the repair and installation of sidewalks in the city, which includes but not limited to tree and vegetation removal. We had to add that part, by the way. In addition, the fund may be used in a manner determined by the Board of Works for the demolition, disposal, and removal of junk and dilapidated structures, including but not limited to structures which are nuisances. The fund may be used to partially reimburse property owners or the city for expenses. We had to add "or the city," by the way, for expenses incurred with the repair and installation of sidewalks or removal and disposal of junk and dilapidated property. So the city can use it too. What we have now is you come up, you fill out a sidewalk request form, which we could easily just add a line and say disposable properties, and you can get up to, like what the mayor said, up to 70% of the
So like if it's a dumpster and it's $200, you can have up to 70%. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that's what the sidewalk is now. If you say concrete is $1,000, you can get up to $700 with the concrete, right?
Yeah. So if you're talking about,
these things are going to be, these disposal costs are a lot.
Uh-huh.
So you're probably going to be looking at...
That's why you want the cap at 2,000.
Yeah.
Because one property could deplete, I mean, really, could deplete a lot.
I will say the structure I removed, that I would have been tickled pink with that $2,000.
Yeah.
Me too. And I think it's totally fair because it's good for the city to remove the blights. And it's good for property taxpayer who's paying taxes for that anyway. So, well, unless you're not literally gambling, but
does it have to be a abandoned property?
Well, I think we just say dilapidated structure.
Yeah,
we didn't say abandoned, so I hate it.
I gave you a copy of the ordinance, Kim. Did you have to read it? And
I called it junk and dilapidated.
Well, I guess my question is, what if I'm living in a house and I've got a home garage?
You have to come up. You would have to come up and ask. First off, you have to ask.
Okay.
And so then the board determines whether or not they think that old barn would be worth it.
Good point.
So is it just our sidewalk, discretion then? Department. Is that what you're saying? It would be at our discretion?
Oh, yeah. Just like I come and say, I want to remove my sidewalk, and you walk down, I have a perfectly good sidewalk.
I
you
think the intent is good. I just don't want to see it misused.
Right.
We call the junk and dilapidated structures. I don't.
In the ordinance.
Well, that's just like, that's just like if I want to tear up my sidewalk and put a new sidewalk, I'm asking the city to pay up to 70% of the material. My sidewalk's not bad.
Yeah.
And so the city doesn't have to.
You know, it's not bad.
So you're not going to remove it because it's not bad. I mean, it's,
but even if I did.
Yeah.
The policy's already there.
We could go down and look at it and say no.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it is to our discretion.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's why we had that thing, you gotta fill it out and ask for it.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem is people go tear it down. Like we've had the sidewalk, I mean, we have a very typical sidewalk problem. Oh, there's a sidewalk thing I can get money for? Uh-huh. I didn't know, I already put my new sidewalk in.
And it's reimbursable. So they have to do it, they have to come up, get approved first.
Yeah.
Do it, pay for it all, and then we reimburse after they do it.
Right. So you have to bring it to us. Right.
It has to be itemized and
they can't tear up the sidewalk, slip it into the city dumpster, and say, hey, give me the money for disposal.
So as long as it's cat, that was my fear when we said $30,000 a year. That's nothing if we're not capping it.
Two houses are done.
Yeah, if we cap it,
if this project, this program is popular and it goes, and we do start running out of money, then maybe council would want to put more money into it.
I think what you'll see is like what we saw with the sidewalk. You'll see a lot of requests next year, and then the year after, and then not as many. We don't get as many sidewalk requests anymore, do we?
No.
No, we haven't had any, have we?
We used to. We got a whole ton of them, and then we started getting down to one or two.
Which, you know, sometimes at the end of the year we've put in some ADA ramps.
Okay. We would take all, what Steve did before, took the rest of the money and put it in an ADA.
Yep. And it was aggressive and it was good. I mean, the ADA.
But if we don't use that money at the end of the year, does it roll on over to the next year?
It accumulates. Yeah.
What is the balance in there right now?
31. So we've used the money. I mean, it's been very, you know, before the ADA is the majority of it.
Yeah, and we'll get another 30 coming in the first year.
We just got 30,000 in.
Okay.
We got 29,000 in, and the balance is 31,000 right now. It has been a very aggressive, I mean, we've used it to do ADA accessible around the city.
Yep.
Is what the goal, you know, is what we were using it for.
So. And it looks good.
It does.
And it is serving a purpose, though.
So, what do we need, a motion by this board to change the, it's not changing of the ordinance, it's changing.
No, it's just to set the policy.
It's the policy, yeah. If you're comfortable.
I make a motion that we adjust the sidewalk policy to include dilapidated properties.
And pay up to 70% of this.
Following the same guidelines.
Now, is this pretty much what you've already put together anyway?
It's done, it's passed. Didn't they pass it already?
The ordinance, yes.
The ordinance.
So, mm-hmm. So basically what we need is policy.
Yeah,
right.
Adjust the policy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So his motion
was that we adopt a policy modeled after the sidewalk, approving up to 70% of disposal fees, capped at $2,000 per property.
Second that.
It's been motioned and seconded to adjust the sidewalk rehab program to include the dilapidated building demolition program. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Policy is adopted. Sewage affidavits.
Yes, we have one sewage affidavit that has been inspected by the sewage department. It's for 107 and a half West Franklin. It's now used as a storage unit only, and it's requested to take it off the billing.
107
and a half.
Mm-hmm. West Franklin?
Yes.
Above Magic Moore.
Yes.
Above Magic Moore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve the sewage affidavit. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Let's move back up to item number 3. We skipped that 10 on your agenda. City policy change. The way it's written now is employees are eligible to receive longevity pay and vacation time based on continuous years of service. I would like to ask this board for a policy change to say total years of service rather than what is currently in there, which is continual years of service, which is very confusing. It's continual could not necessarily mean consecutive. That way, somebody who worked here for the city for 2 years, left, hired back in a couple of years, could pick back up with the same years they left with the benefits they earned prior to the years.
And that would affect your longevity pay, your vacation, and your personal or whatever else is going to
be. PTO. Pay time off.
Full-time. And what is your pay time off? Is that a half for every month?
4 hours a month.
4 hours a month.
And you can carry it over 120, maximum 160.
But if you left employment,
it wouldn't matter.
It would, that pay time off,
it really wouldn't matter. No.
Because you get
right.
4 hours no matter
right.
what.
Right.
So you would have used
right.
them all.
So
the paid time off deal. Doesn't matter.
It right. just affects the longevity, the vacation, and the seniority. Well, I don't
I'm not sure. Well, seniority,
I don't know.
I'm not sure about how.
So how's that work?
Means.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
You don't really have a seniority, do you?
You've
okay.
got your own ranking
okay.
system inside your own departments.
Okay.
At least
so that would affect
least,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your seniority is in,
mm-hmm.
in
okay.
those departments.
Okay.
You could
right.
you could raise somebody up from fireman to assistant chief.
So I guess the question would come up,
if
somebody was gone for, and it probably happened, if somebody was gone 5 years, 10 years, they could come back and pick up where they left off? I mean, do you draw the line at a certain point? And like I said, it's something that probably won't even happen very rarely.
What would be the disadvantage? What would be the advantages and disadvantages of doing that? And I only say that, Bob, because... You know,
in my opinion, if we have hired them back, it's either a position that we have trouble filling, and so we need them, or they were a very good employee in the first place, and we're glad to get them back. Otherwise, we wouldn't have hired them back. So I don't see a negative to incentivizing getting somebody back that's a good employee. And if we're hiring bad employees, we've got a whole nother issue.
That's right.
Don't hire them back.
Like Mike said, well, usually when somebody gets fired, we don't normally make them have a hiring back. So I guess I kind of deferred to you since you started at 5:30 and we started at 5.
Yeah. So I got hired back at 5:22. So I was reinstated.
This is not going to come up very often.
Yeah. I think it's probably a good policy.
To say total years, strike, continual. Insert total
year service. Yes,
regardless of separation.
Regardless of separation.
Obviously, total within. I don't want total to be confused with out. You know, if I was a police officer here.
Total years of service for the city of Winchester.
That's correct.
Regardless of
total. Regardless of separation.
Now, what about by department, or are you talking to
city of Winchester?
City of Winchester.
Yeah. It's the layer above any SOP per department.
Tim's good with it. I'm good with it.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. It's been motioned and seconded to adapt the city employee policy of years of service from continual to total years of service to the city of Winchester, regardless of separation. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Accounts payable vouchers.
Okay. The end of September, accounts payable vouchers, $1,080.80. October 1st to the 12th, $94,236.24. Payroll, $20,128.05. Total APB vouchers, $115,445.09. Any questions?
Motion to pay the bills.
I'll second it. All in favor of paying the bills, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
I think he's going to say sign the vouchers before you leave.
That's right.
Yes, please don't forget. You have to come back.
Motion to adjourn.
So there's a motion on a table to adjourn.
Second.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Aye.
I don't think you actually have to have a roll call after you have a second to adjourn. That's debatable. It is an argument.
You just have to see if you just get the lead to adjourn.
I wanted to make that.
I saw that on your face. when the fly to very many other people.
Only one roll.
Yeah, there. Real estate still going good?
It is. In fact, I was at a closing when I left it. Just come here and sold a farm.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen too often, does it?
It's on farm.
So you wish you would have retired a teacher earlier and then became a real estate agent?
I'm pretty happy that I taught. Hard to retire at 59 otherwise, or 56, I guess. But I'm glad I taught when I taught. Yeah. Wouldn't want to be starting now.
I'm glad I got out, but I still have a year left over on my license. If I don't get another 4 years, if I don't want another 4 years, whatever. So.
Yeah.